All right, so we're getting more and more kickback on some of the stuff that I've said as far as YouTube and some of the other stuff goes. So I would make sure that you guys also follow me on Twitter or X. It's all the socials are pretty much Dr. Chalmers 1, except for YouTube, which is Dr. Matt Chalmers. You can still find me by Dr. Chalmers, the number 1. But like I said, YouTube's already gotten angry with me for something I've said about whatever it was. I think it was COVID this time again. But anyway, so I wanted to talk a little bit about peptides and hormones. I got somebody's blood work in last week, and they were working with another group that was having them on. You know, their test levels were pretty good. Everything else was pretty good, but they had them on tesamorelin and for weight loss. And the issue that you get into when you take peptides, specifically growth hormone peptides for weight loss, is you have to understand how the body works. I mean, I realize I keep saying that and it sounds obvious, but, you know, it's so funny because, you know, for the entirety of my growing up, like my early years in chiropractic and everything else, all the medical doctors looked down on us because we weren't real doctors because we couldn't prescribe drugs and we didn't really know how the body works. Now we find out that none of the MDs have a clue how the body works. They're just drug dealers. So that's, you know, so anyway, so this person comes in and, pull their blood. She's on tesamorelin because growth hormone, the doctor was like, well, growth hormone is going to help you lose weight. It's going to help you lose fat. But again, they didn't understand how everything worked together. What happens a lot in a lot of people is that increased peptides for growth hormone increase insulin. If you're trying to bulk and build, it's fantastic. Like that's what you don't necessarily want it, but it's beneficial. So, you know, it's great if you're trying to bulk, you're trying to get bigger. This lady was not trying to bulk and get bigger. She was trying to cut. And so they had him on, and it was, when you look at the script, it's like, okay, you have him on a bunch of stuff, just have him on a bunch of stuff. But tesamorelin and a lot of the growth hormones will increase your insulin production. Insulin is the storage hormone. So like I said, if you're trying to build muscle, not the worst thing in the world. That's actually pretty beneficial. If you're trying to cut fat, storing everything you consume as fat, not beneficial. So her insulin was 20 something, 25, 26, I can't remember. So it was pegged out, the like maximum insulin. And she was gaining weight. And they were like, well, we'll just put you on semaglutide and that'll fix the problem. Guys, semaglutide doesn't make fat fall off of you. It makes you not hungry. It's a leptin function. And so what ends up happening is you eat less, and that's why your body sheds everything off of it. The problem is that, again, because people don't understand metabolic function, they're not consuming the right nutrients, and so the body eats itself, which is why you lose 40 to 50% of the weight that you lose is from lean muscle mass, which is where your metabolism is, which is where your mitochondria are, and your body doesn't want to lose that much muscle mass, and so it starts stripping it from everything, and so everything starts falling apart. And guess what else? You have more than just nutrients. You have more than just macros like fats, proteins, and carbohydrates in your food. There's a lot of nutrients in them. That's why your body falls apart. That's why the colitis happens. That's why a lot of the sicknesses that happen with long-term starvation are happening with semaglutide, because you're missing the nutrients. So that's the other big thing. So if you guys are going to work with peptides, that's fantastic. You should. Peptides are amazing. They are the levers we use to manipulate the body, and I love them. And we use them all the time. I use semaglutide quite a bit. The problem is that you have to know how to use them. If you're trying to cut weight, you can, some people can still use some of the peptides for growth hormone. The problem is that you got to pull the hormones and see where you're at. So typically what I'll do is, depending on what we want to do, depends on what people's goals are. We talk about this all the time. People are like, what's the best workout program? What's the best, you know, hormone program? What's the best peptide program? What are your goals? If you're like, I want to be the biggest, strongest guy in the gym, there's a whole other path we can go. If you're like, I want to have 4% body fat, that's a whole different path. If you're like, I kind of like a little bit of both, you can do that. I just have to know what your goals are so we can structure everything out properly. But recognize that these peptides do things maybe that you're not aware of. So, you know, keep that in mind. Like melatonin is fantastic for darkening your skin. It'll also mess up your stomach. So you gotta be prepared for that one. It's also a great cutting agent. I love melatonin. Melatonin 2. Melatonin 1 has some issues with it. But at the end of the day, it's fantastic. You just have to know what's going on. And a lot of times people will take these things for a long time, never having any idea how they work. And then they don't know where they're trying to go because the doctor or the person who is helping them also didn't have a full understanding of how they work. So that's kind of one of those things. A lot of times what we'll have to do is we'll say, okay, we're going to take some blood today. We're going to take something for a period of time, 2-3 weeks, 2-3 months, whatever it is. We're going to pull blood again to see what the changes in your specific body are. Because like I said, some people have big changes, some people have little changes, some people have no changes at all in these secondary functions. So the growth hormone comes up a lot in some people, and the insulin comes up a lot in some people. Sometimes the growth hormone comes up a lot and the insulin doesn't come up at all. Sometimes the insulin comes up a lot and the growth hormone comes up a little bit. So checking on things is always beneficial. Now, checking is obviously more expensive, but it's also the best way. So you can guess, just make sure if you're going to work with somebody who understands what's going on, and they can guess a little bit better than other people can. So keep that in mind that if you're starting to get fatter, gain weight, when you're using some of these peptides, it might be because they're producing insulin and insulin tells your body to store everything. So that's one of those things. Now, on the hormone side, there's a bunch of different hormones that we use. The ones that I can tell you, the ones I try to never, ever use are estrogen and progesterone. If you look at the research, there is copious amounts of research showing that estrogen, progesterone utilization, specifically in women, I don't know why men would use it, but specifically in women, leading to cancers and like bad cancers. Not like, oh, we found it, what a big deal, we were able to knock it out. Like, oh, okay, we found it and they died. Like massive issues, especially when you mix it with the COVID vaccine. So we've got to be a little bit more careful with those. We almost never use them. The closest we'll use is something called Progestins Plus, which is an oil that's progesterone. It's a wild yam base that we'll use for maybe 5% of our female population. 95% of our population has all the estrogen and progesterone functions they need met by testosterone, because testosterone converts to estrogen, and so it knocks all those problems out. So we always, whenever I work with women, we talk about hormones, we talk about hot flashes, night sweats, and vaginal dryness. Those are the three major issues we see. And if you have those, then as we give you the testosterone, it converts into estrogen. 95% of the population, those three things go completely away. And if they don't, we give you a little bit of the Progestins Plus and you're fine. Now, dosage is a big player. So we've got to make sure we're using the right amounts and we're using the right hormones for what we're trying to do. So testosterone cypionate is probably the very best base for everything that we have going on. So everybody, well, not everybody, the vast majority of people that we work with are not pro bodybuilders. They're not trying to get on stage. They're just fine. And so what we end up doing is we'll use cypionate. And cypionate, like I said, is a great base. Now, we get into this conversation a lot when we talk about joint pain and ligaments and tendon functions like that. And people always want to jump on BP-157 and TB-500. Those are great peptides. I use them mostly for brain and for gut rebuilding. That's probably the best option we have for them. Especially if you're a guy and you have joint pain and your muscles are achy and stuff like that, DECA is probably the very best option for you. Nandrolone Decanate. It's a little bit more expensive, but it couples really well with cypionate. And it is probably the very best thing for, my eyes are still watery today. It couples really, really well with cypionate, and it will knock out all that joint pain for a heck of a lot cheaper than BP-157 and TB-500 will. It's also a little bit better for you. DECA is great. It was designed for cancer and AIDS patients to battle what's called atelectasis, which is muscle wasting, and so it's super safe. Doesn't convert to estrogen or to dihydrotestosterone, so it's one of my favorites. It's a great one to use for a variety of reasons. But if you have joint pain, that type of stuff, it's fantastic. So those are fantastic. If you guys are wanting some help with peptides, I do peptide consults all the time. I'll tell you where to get them, how to use them, that whole deal. Just call the office and tell me you want to do peptide consults. Or we can always do hormone stuff. We can kind of help you guys work through that as well. So you guys have questions, hit us up at the office, 214-446-5300. Or hit us at questions@chalmerswellness.com. And we'll do some more of this stuff. I've got some more questions on it, so we'll knock that out. But we will talk to you guys a little later today. Thanks for your time.